Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Yeah. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just light. A victory light. A victory light.
Niggas that was probably mad pussy. Alright, look. It's a lot of motherfuckers who was powerful or they had shit on Smash or did mad dirt. And y'all probably think they tough. But there's something about them niggas that just makes me feel like they was probably mad pussy. And they wasn't gangster at all. And they just got written up as gangsters because they had PR people that was cool with motherfuckers at the newspaper or the courier or the fucking message pigeons or the telegrams or however the fuck you spread word on social media back then. Here's a few of these mad pussy motherfuckers. George Washington. This nigga. Fucking bozo. The father of the country. Revolutionary War. Blah, blah, blah. 87. Shut the fuck up. Nigga had on a wig and a poetry shirt. Bro looked like a grandma in a fucking blazer. And he had wooden teeth. How the fuck you a gangster with wooden teeth? You ever had a toothpick? And you leave a toothpick in your mouth too long and it's soft and soggy? That was that nigga's mouth at all times. Fucking wooden, fucking soggy mouth. And he wore a suit with thigh highs. Thigh highs. Imagine I go out in a suit and thigh highs. That's like wearing a sandwich board that say, hey, nigga, I'm mad pussy. Also, I don't think wars back in the day was that big of a deal. Like, we love to talk about, the great battle of 1770, and the motherfucker shoot at you and miss is 13 minutes before he reload. Basically, all you had to do was be pussy, wait for motherfuckers to shoot first, make sure they ain't hit you, because if you get hit, you're gonna die, because wasn't no fucking NyQuil, wasn't no aspirins and shit. Wait for a motherfucker to shoot at you, he miss, and then you bomb back. Wasn't no landmines or sniper rifles or grenades or IEDs. The shit was a joke. Niggas basically had knife fights with sticks. That's all a fucking rifle is. A 1776 rifle is just a fucking knife taped to the end of a fucking stick. And they was wearing sport coats and thigh highs the whole time with them blousy ass pants. Fucking Negro League baseball pants. Motherfucker dressed like Satchel Paige from the waist down. Talking about I'm here to fight for freedom. George Washington wasn't shit. Only reason the nigga won is because the British was wearing red coats in the fucking forest. You could see him. Nigga, I can see you right there behind the fucking... These niggas is pussy, man. Sport coats, thigh highs, mad pussy. And then they got the nerve to put that picture of George Washington in the boat when they crossing the river. This nigga standing, showing off the 2-inch fucking Louis Vuitton heels. Also, the natives fought all this nigga's fights for him. Nigga wasn't a general, he was a delegator. But they ain't gonna tell you that. They ain't gonna tell you that about George Washington, but you know how that go. They gonna teach you his story. son was probably OD pussy.
Oh my God, yo.
Yo, shout the fuck out to the god Roy Wood Jr., one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. My God. Yo, listen. Roy, you are a fucking genius.
Yo. Nah, NyQuil for a gunshot wound. NyQuil for a gunshot wound. Yo, is bro, crazy.
Bro, this is what I'm telling you, man. This is why I fucking hate TV, because a motherfucker like Roy Jones, I was gonna say Roy Jones Jr. A motherfucker like Roy should be the host of some shit and they just let him cook, bro. And just like, do whatever the fuck you want. But because TV is so garbage nowadays, it's like, yo, you can't let a motherfucker like Roy, like, be Roy. You know what I mean? You got to put him in a fucking box. I hate that shit, man. Shout out to fucking Roy. And also, shout out to Rainey, because y'all actually thought that the Lin-Manuel intro from last episode was not actually Lin-Manuel. It was Lin-Manuel, bro.
Yeah.
Had Lin-Manuel at the fucking 50th anniversary hip hop concert at Yankee Stadium, smoking Zaza in Gen Pop, bro.
Gen Pop Lin.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, not everybody gets to meet him, but you know I did. I feel blessed.
You know what I'm saying? Rapping along the Wu-Tang, being like, you know what I'm saying, correct and not saying the N-word, you know what I'm saying? He skipped that part. You know what I mean? But yo, yo, fam, salute to you, my guy. A tremendous talent. You know what I mean? Like I said, it says it in the fucking description of this shit, B. I have a tremendous eye for talent.
and he really does. And like, shout out to Liz Bell, by the way. Liz couldn't make it. She's not in effect right now. But that's his Victory Light, baby. That's what we do. Shout out to Victory Light.
I'm gonna
do
the.
Can I do the generic Spotify podcast intro? Do you mind?
Okay. Hell yeah.
So welcome to episode five.
Four.
Welcome to episode four of Victory Light. We're joined here by the one and only, the brains of the operation, the Kid Mero. We're here with Uncle Victor. We're here with special guest Min Tran. In the building,
yes,
Liz not in effect, but Min been in effect for a grip. We got Hassan on audio, you know what it is, and your boy, the king of impressions, I guess. Rainey.
I'm passing the torch. You got it.
It's gonna be a peaceful transition of power. If you let it be. Okay.
I refuse. It's fake. Stop the count.
I refuse to let go.
Stop the count.
Of any of that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Tell you what.
I've never looked more orange than I do right this second.
I look like a cutie. The Clementines, the special Clementines.
Especially.
Has there ever been a peaceful transition of power? Because I feel like the last time that happened in this country, motherfuckers were storming the Capitol. Like,
exactly.
Like, there's only one, and it's one you wouldn't expect. Kanye to push good music. That's it. That's the only peaceful transition of power in history.
Pharrell was like, "All right, bro."
Yeah. Kanye was like, "Hey, I skipped my meds today, so why don't you run good music forever?" And Bush was like, "Say less." And he did that shit. But
he said, "That's a joke, right?"
Yeah.
Kanye was like, "Nah, I gotta wear leggings in Italy.
Get my dick sucked on a boat."
I gotta get my dick sucked on a boat with my ass cracked out. Like, oh my God, bro.
Yo, and the fucked up shit about that photo is that that's.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners.
Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's kind of like a flex. It's like, y'all don't care.
It was tasteful softcore.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy.
Here's the thing, though.
The nigga's ass was ashy. He had an ashy ass crack.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
If no one told me it was Kanye, I would have thought it was two Italian crackheads. just in love.
You know what's crazy? For like how out there he is, people forget that like Kanye had dick pics early in his career, like full face,
mad
everything.
Early, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Matt Early, and that's what
not
caused,
trying to remind people. I'm just saying contextually.
Yeah, and that's what was it? T-Pain? Yeah, he said that boy got some meat. You know what I'm saying? Because Kanye,
yeah,
had the joint. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I had to reply to a lot of people. Like, I mean, I replied to like.
Yes, God, we broke his silence.
Oh my God!
Early,
but I replied to like one or two people that were like, "Yo, the Lin-Manuel impression was crazy," and I'm like, "That was him. That was him."
It was the guy.
No fucking way. I'm like, "Yeah, that was actually him." But I think just for the record, for everyone listening. Like those are pre-taped. Like they're not. Like people think they're in the room with us.
No, guys, listen. These are, as you know, like they say up top, like, yo, this is an intro from Victory Light, which is my blog from like 1,000 years ago, you know what I'm saying, which is classical shit, and they read it, you know what I'm saying, because it's like reading, it's like how motherfuckers read passages from the Bible, bro, when you go to church and shit,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean, like, not that I gotta go to church, but I heard, yeah. You know what I'm saying, in church, there's a guy in a robe, and he'd be like, yo, reading shit from this book called the Bible, and that is what it is. Victory Light is the Bible, you know what I'm saying, if you are a knowledgeable, erudite individual, like everybody in this room. You know what I'm saying? So what we do is take excerpts of that knowledge.
And he just read Merodamus 3:16.
You know what I'm saying?
Stunning.
Actually, what we're going to do is, and I think we did it for Lynn already, we're going to post the passage in the description of the podcast. Because, again, huge shout out to Roy. Like, the best version of Roy is letting Roy do his thing, and I hope he finds that. I genuinely hope he does.
Yeah.
They did you dirty at The Daily Show, and let's just be real.
Yeah, yo, facts. That's your chance.
Just so you can see, like, what the passage was and, like, how Roy makes it his own and made that shit even funnier, which I thought was impossible.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, I'm stuck on NyQuil for a gunshot.
Yo, the Negro League baseball pants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, bro.
Talk about I'm here to fight for freedom.
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy. But you can't say too much, though, because now, everything is...
Yo, chill. Yo, Rainey. Yo, you got good impressions. Yo, chill. Yo, you eat wild dick right now, bro.
You're glazing crazy right now.
You glazing crazy right now, bro. You wildin'.
Like you said, your pastor asked you to like read the Bible. He's like, yo, this nigga stays on Jesus' dick.
Why you on Jesus' dick? My nigga, fuck out of here, bro.
Every fucking week is the fucking Bible, nigga.
Bro, literally somebody, like on Twitter, like a while ago was like, yo, not to glaze or whatever, but you mad funny.
Like, you could have just said that.
You could have just said that. Like, you know, like, God forbid you like anything.
You just hit him with a sample, like,
just glaze.
Yeah, just glaze. Like, you know,
just glaze. I really fuck with Cherry Pop Tarts. Hey, yo, my man.
Nah, chill.
Stop slurping Nabisco like that.
Yo, you're not even in the room right now. Like, you're glazing like crazy.
You glazing Mondelez crazy right now, bro.
Yeah.
You talking about you like Kraft mac and cheese? Yo, Rob Kraft. Yo,
Rob,
yo, get over here. Yo, come over here. This nigga want to give you a table shower.
Holy shit. Not a table shower. Oh, my God. Damn, bro. Yo. Holy fuck. Yo. And then this is
somewhere Deshaun Watson's like, and you mad at me?
Yeah. This is where Liz would chime in with a crazy one-liner. Yo. Like, yo. Yeah.
Like, Y'all don't, yeah, at least y'all take showers.
Yeah.
Y'all dirty bum motherfuckers.
Yeah.
At least y'all take showers, y'all dirty ass bums. Like,
you know what I mean? She's so soft-spoken. Yeah, she's so soft-spoken, she'll read you for filth and like not, like you won't even notice. Like she'll be like,
if you think that's what's best for you, pussy.
You know, and you're just like, okay, well now I'm having second thoughts. I don't know now.
You know what reminds me of, like, you know, like movies or like animes or shit when you get sliced and you don't realize and then you look down and then your body's just in half and sliced. Like that's like a Liz roast. Like you're just like so soft and then you're like, damn, I'm in two pieces.
Yeah,
like,
it's the Kill Bill shit where her dome is shaved off. Like a third of her dome is shaved clean off.
Yo.
It was crazy, man.
Still gonna mace around this shit.
Oh my god! But how is that? So, how have you guys' week been so far?
Oh man! So
I seen you ground. I seen you courtside at MSG. Yo, Merrill be doing shit like it's regular. Like I think like he just ground floor at MSG courtside like it's fucking.
Yo, the glazing is crazy.
Yo, the glazing is just crazy. Right now.
Yo,
not to dick ride right now. Not to dick ride or nothing, but. You know, like, yeah. I seen you. No, not to dick ride or nothing, but you be doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? I seen you doing your thing. I seen you out here. I seen you making moves, running plays. You know what I mean? I seen you out there, bro. But not to dick ride or nothing. Not to dick ride. But, like, yo, you doing your thing, bro. You know? Hey, I know your mom's in remission after her last chemo session. Not to dick ride.
Not to dick ride, but I'm
so happy that she beat cancer. Not to dick ride, though.
You know what? Fuck cancer. You know what I'm saying?
But not glazing, though.
Nah. You know what I'm saying?
But fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer, but not on some like, yo, like I fuck with cancer, like on some OD glazy shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's how motherfuckers sound, you know? But I just thought it was funny that like that's like normal life for you. Like I'm like, oh shit, Meryl's at MSG, and you're like, oh shit, it's Wednesday.
I forgot to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich for Avery.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like that's the shit. I gotta go home and do that shit at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Like that's the shit that you think about. You know what I mean? Like it's just very funny.
Break that shit down. It's a very unserious life, bro. Shout out to Mike Guardabasio from Jenkins and Jones. He told me this shit at All Star like a year or two ago.
Wait, from where?
From Jenkins and Jones. Shout out to Dragonfly Jones, LaJethro.
Yeah,
Mike, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the homies. I know what you're talking about.
Jenkins and Jones, y'all tune in. Mike, I was DMing with him, and he was like, yo, I'm out here, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to link up, whatever. And I was just like, yeah, no doubt. Yo, I'm going to get your ball. I'm going to get a ball for your son, this, that, the third. And I was running around trying to find him. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, bro, like, bro, was just like, he just be, like, regular, bro, like, just accessible. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, does he know he's Merrill? And I'm just like, I mean, no. Like, you know, to an extent, I'm like, to me, I'm just like,
that is healthy. I just want to add.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just like, bro, I still go out and do graffiti on like Southern Boulevard.
No, he doesn't.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What the fuck, Meryl? Why would you say that shit? No, he does not do that.
I still regularly vandalize.
Yo, but not, it's ill, man. It's like, it's dope. But you know what it is too, like, and I feel like you can relate to this because you have children, Victor. Also, you know what I'm saying? Now you in the secret child.
Hey, please,
Victor.
Victor's
picturing his kid with like an emoji over his face.
Nah, he's blocking out the haters. That's what he's doing.
Right.
He's blocking out the haters. You know? He said, "Victor, you are hiding a child."
Yeah, nigga. That would be my response. There wouldn't have been a beef. Be like, yes.
I am, because you motherfuckers are weirdos, and my kid's gonna end up on Baller Alert. Oh my! My kid's at the fucking doing a Shade Room podcast.
Toddler spotted with fake J's.
Wow!
What?
Yo, let's test your diamonds, B.
Yeah.
What?
In the mall with a toddler, like.
I'm like, yo, why are you in the NICU testing my preemie's diamonds? Like,
oh my god. Holy fuck.
Yo.
But yeah, you were saying, talking about, you know, just moving around, being.
Yeah, bro, just moving around, and you know what I'm saying, like. And it feels like it's happened quickly, but it hasn't. You know what I'm saying? It's been a slow burn. So to me, it's always felt gradual. Like it's like growing. You know what I mean? Like when you're a kid and shit. Like, bro, I was 5'8", in like seventh grade, and then I went to freshman year of high school, I was this height. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't like know. Like, I just was just like,
like, this is my body.
Yeah,
like, it, I was it's always like, been just my body.
You know, I don't want to say, that's weird. Because I was taking a shit the other day, and I told Heather, I was like, you
that's
know,
not weird, by the way, that he was taking a shit the other day. And Yeah, no, that's regular.
That's regular.
He's a regular dude.
I'll be taking fiber supplements. Shout out to Benefiber. Toward a bag.
Shout out to the silver bag in every Dominican household. The silver bag with the fucking, with the green shit in it. You put it in the tea, spin around. Shout out my step pops, bro. Love him.
Esa vaina buena.
Esa vaina buena.
Para el intestino.
Yeah.
Para el hígado. I'm like, brother, your liver has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about at all.
Fiber doesn't pass through your liver, my guy.
Yeah, that's not how that works
not
at all.
I want to live.
Yeah. I'm like, fam, I have 0 hours of med school experience, and I can tell you that your liver does not digest solids.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, man, you know, like, it's been gradual, B. Like, and I like it, you know what I mean? Because it's not... I'm grounded, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'll say. I'm grounded. I got my parents, my moms, you know what I'm saying? My pops, my sister, my brother, my kids, my wife. So I'm just like, yo, this is it. Mm-hmm. So when Questlove is like, yo, come to my game night, bro, and play Uno with Natasha Lyonne and Amber Rose.
Yeah.
And completely ignore the costume rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
come into Shiesty and smoke 28 blunts. It's like, yo, is this Meryl, baby? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'd be doing
this shit if I was at Questlove Game Night or if I was on in front of Ed building on 196 of Morris. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know, this is Jay every day. No days
every day,
off.
Baby. I'm looking for solace when I come home.
Yeah. Yo, it's solace, where are you?
Solace, where you at?
Where you at?
It's the rat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of that speaks to like your, like, where you, because like, it is important, people even like below where you're at on the rung as far as like Hollywood shit or whatever, like even people who are not as up there as you or not as like known as you, not to glaze or whatever,
just glaze,
but like, you know, but like even people who are not as far up there as you are kind of get a big head about shit.
Oh,
and like, it's just really cool and refreshing. And it's like, okay, so like, I'll say this like on the pod, I've said it a million times in private, like talking to people, but like that whole concept of like, don't meet your heroes or whatever, like that, I don't know. I feel like I hit the fucking lotto with that shit. Cause like, it's like, oh, don't work with your heroes. Don't meet your heroes. Showbiz is a nightmare. Right? I feel like with DJ Zamero on Showtime, I feel like I struck gold with that shit. 2 racks a week to make TikToks in the crib. Yeah. Yeah, I struck gold, dog. You know what I mean? I struck fucking gold.
Yeah.
You know, height of the pandemic, everybody was like, stay your ass home if you don't need to be here. And fucking, and Min was like, fucking shit, I gotta be in this bitch every day.
Yeah, damn, yo, I'm in here.
We in trenches.
Yeah, it's in the trenches, bro.
Gotta be in this bitch. My ears hurt from this fucking mask. I'm in the crib dicking around making TikToks.
Yo.
Can I get you some more Chick-fil-A, Mero?
Like, yes, that would be great.
Hey, Mero, not to glaze, but can I get you some more Chick-fil-A?
I don't want to glaze you, bro, but can I give you that teriyaki from glaze?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. And speaking of glazing and sharing information, you know what I'm saying, inappropriate times. Mm-hmm. The Speaker of the House, the current Speaker of the House, Representative Mike Johnson, shares Pinot links with his child. They're each other's accountability partners for Pinot. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that is fucking
hold on. What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. Because there's like, listen, look, Mike Johnson admits he and his son monitor each other's porn intake on resurface video. I'm like, yo, my man, what does that mean? Like, you standing over his shoulder while he's making beef stroking off?
Yeah, you in the room while he's jerking his tadurkin? That's crazy.
I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, get it.
Nah,
he's
okay.
Spotting him while he's beating the
beef. He's like, let me put you on a Prince Yashua. Let me.
Yo, oh my God.
Yo, watch how you step on Shorty's head.
Holy shit.
This guy's third in line to be president, by the way.
Yo.
Watch how Prince step on the head, bro. This is how I'm going to step on the government.
Yeah, no, he's behind his son like, okay, now go in the search bar, type in Brian Pumper. And
with an eye.
Brian with an eye, yeah, that's right. And then after that, I want you to look up Dread with 2 D's.
Yo.
Oh, this is a good one, son. This is a good one right here. So type in Miss B, not B like the bug, the letter B, Miss B Nasty.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
There it is.
Oh, watch this. I love this. I love when she does this with the doors closed because it gets all over the car.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It hits the air vent and then it splashes back in her face. It's so fucking hot.
It's beautiful.
But don't watch too much of it.
But don't watch too much, son. All right? Son.
You've reached your screen time limit.
It's my turn in the den tonight. It's my turn in the den. You have to do it sneakily in the bathroom this time.
Yo, that's the crazy shit. Because I'm to picture it, like, as a parent, I'm like, yo, you know, you monitor your kid's screen time and shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, is he monitoring his kid's pedo time?
Yeah. Well, like, also, important to note, we're making a lot of jokes here, but his kid is 17.
Yo, what the fuck?
I think I would have exploded at 17 if I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
like the horniest era of your life, dude.
yeah that's a lot. Also, that's a lot. I don't know, as a father, I don't know that I'd ever be comfortable talking about their shit. Like, some shit honestly just doesn't need to be.
I just tell my kid to just, like, be hygienic about it. Just, like, clean up after yourself.
Yeah,
fam.
Bro. Yeah.
Like, I don't need to know about it. I don't want to see it. Yeah. Yo, like,
listen,
I don't want to know what freaky shit you into.
Listen, bro. Yeah. I know the sock is easy. You know what I'm saying? But yo, don't do that, bro. Yeah. Because you fucking up this. Now I got one blue dry fit sock. I got one Adidas sock. They're both crunchy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know what that is. You know, I know what time it is.
I know what time it is, bro. Yeah, come on. I picked up the sock and stayed solid. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It should look like a fucking tortilla when I picked it up.
Yeah. If I could dip this in the cowboy caviar from Trader Joe's and take a bite out this motherfucker, bro.
Yo, but yo, you put a B nasty, and I want to talk about another nasty ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Uncle Shanny Sharp, who was told by Ocho Cinco, because yo, by the way, when I had the Viceland show, mm-hmm. Ocho came on there and was like preaching about, like, yo, you need to, like, he's been doing this shit for the longest, bro.
Yeah.
Like, telling people, like, yo, you need to get married. Yo, you need to get, you need to have a woman by your side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, to quote Tax Stone, not really. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, not, it's not for everybody, bro, but he's just like forcing an issue until Shannon Sharp is just like, he's like, nah, fuck that. He's like, yo, just give me Miss B Nasty and Lord forgive me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you socio gay for real?
Yeah,
bro.
Nah, he outside, bro. He said he want Miss B Nasty. Fuck it. Like, nah, what Shannon said? I wish that him and Skip were still a thing.
Oh, God.
Despite how much I don't like Skip at all, but like, just, I wish him and Skip were still a thing so he could go, Skip, let me tell you something, Skip. Now, Skip, hold on, Skip. Let me tell you something. Now, Skip, I want a sinner. You understand? I need a sinner in my life. That's what he said.
Shannon, it's my turn to talk. Listen, I know you like Miss B Nasty, but Stormy Daniels is a winner.
Now, Skip, get that. Skip, I don't need white sinners. I need that chocolate, baby. And she may be high yellow. She may be high yellow, Skip, but let me tell you something, Skip. I need a sinner. And by the way, that's verbatim. He said I'm looking for a sinner.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
That's what he said. Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Is he just listening to fucking Unholy by fucking Sam McKinpatrick?
He listening to him. Like, he listening to Wings of a Butterfly watching Miss Me Nasty.
You fucking nasty ass.
Oh my God.
Bro. But dudes with that much money, I'm just like, bro, you could just like patronize sex workers, B. You don't gotta like, you know what I'm saying? If you're not trying to get married, bro, you just want to get laid, like, mm-hmm. You scratch how Jenica said, one hand wash the other, both wash the face.
Yeah, yeah.
After I come on it. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Holy fuck. Yeah. But yeah, you could always just, you know, pay for sex work. A concept. You know
wow.
What I mean?
Wow, crazy, yeah. Right? That's so wild.
Yeah. Like, also, just to, you know, just because once we get in this bag, I got to go off. But there's, you know.
Go, teach these devils.
Oh, my God.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I don't see a world where, like, a Shannon Sharp can't have access to, like, somebody like,
yeah,
like Miss B Nasty, you know, bro, what I'm saying? Like I'm sure, like, whatever her rates are for in-person stuff is, like, whatever. And, like, this is
do,
all...
They could do content.
Allegedly, by the way. Allegedly. We are not suggesting that she is escorting.
No.
All her stuff is solo, yeah, and she has it. Made it very clear
that's
multiple
it.
Times
that's
that
it.
She's not trying to work with male creators anymore. So, anyway, I say all that to say there's no such thing as an ethical John. There's no such thing. When you're in a position when you have to do survival sex work, like when you're in a position where like it's either this or starve.
Oh, okay.
Right? A man or woman, whatever, and a customer, a John, right, so to speak, is patronizing you. That's not a good thing. Like that guy is not a good person,
right,
because you doing what you got to do to survive. He is exploiting your vulnerable situation. He's exploiting your vulnerability. So I guess that's just a little tidbit from me that there's no such thing as an ethical John. But yeah.
What about in a situation like, because I hear you, but what about in a situation like, because bro, I've been in situations where it's very clear that you are making a good living.
Yeah, you're making a grip. Yeah.
You're making a grizzly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if that, you know, and I think a lot, shout out to Raquel Savage. That's my baby girl.
Hey.
She's the reason, like, between her tweets and like her Patreon, and like she talks about the shit at length a lot. She's also like a certified like sex therapist, mm-hmm, too. And shout out to Ms. B Nasty just for being like super open on Twitter the way she is. So I learned
from putting clips on Twitter, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because it's like, yo, easy, like, bow right there.
I guess I mentioned them to say that like the women around me in sex work are the reason that I know all of the things that I know and that I can speak at length about all the shit that I'm talking about.
One,
so shout out to them.
One. Yeah. Mainstream adult film actor,
yeah,
that you would knock down.
Oh man, there's a few that I would love to work with. I think it'd be really, but like a lot of them are like mutuals, like they're just okay, like people that I've that like we follow each other on Twitter, right, and shit. So like I don't know, you know what? I'm not gonna name their names because it'd be weird if they don't feel the same. And I'm on this giant platform on iHeart talking about, yeah, I'd love to work with it. And then she hears the shit and it's like, I didn't think of it that way. But I guess you know what? I'm gonna be brave and say what everybody is thinking.
Sarah fucking J.
Let's go.
Sarah fucking J.
Let's go.
Hey. Sarah fucking J. Baby. Let's
hey,
go.
Bro.
Yo.
A lot of you motherfuckers, baby moms, look like Sarah J. Bro.
Hello.
Don't talk to me about Sarah.
Stop
Sarah
it.
J's a legend.
Legend.
Listen,
in the game, bro.
Sarah J is
talk
a fucking masterclass in sex
to
appeal.
To them, bro.
You do not need to be conventionally attractive to drip sex appeal.
That's what I try to tell motherfuckers all the time, bro. It's like, yo, it's like, you're at a party, you know what I'm saying? Like you're in a situation, you're in a like a public setting or whatever, in like some type of mixer type of vibe, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And you see somebody like a Sarah J, like a shorty, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like, you know what I mean? Getting, doing a thing, throwing ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throwing that ass in a circle, you just watching it, you know what I'm saying? Mesmerized, and then you like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, again, not conventional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got like a couple white claws in me, I'm mixing. I had some Cavassier, I had some fucking Tito's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The spectacle, the performance of it all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm like, yo, so And this is like, this is crazy because I'm tying this to coaching youth sports.
Yo.
But it's like, y'all little motherfuckers that go hard in practice, y'all are going to get the run, bro. Y'all are going to get the run. And y'all are going to get the, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's not like a glory situation, like you scoring points and whatever and doing celebrations, you come in, you locked in, and you ready.
It counts every time.
It counts. And you go, and you on go.
Yeah.
All the time. Savage J is on go.
Yeah.
Also, all the time.
Full disclosure, I don't need a couple white. I'm knocking that down.
Stone
sober.
Dead sober, bro. Wake me up in the morning when I got the morning wood from, I got a piss morning wood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm old now and shit. Like, shit don't, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good. Got to see Alice on deck.
Yo, Mero needs, we need an I'm washed jar. Every time Mero says he's washed,
put a penny in
put
that
a fucking, no, fuck you. You got money, nigga. Put a fucking 20 in that bitch. Put a 20 in that bitch, Mero.
Yo, pennies are low key rare. Like, when's the last time you saw a penny or like a dime?
Yeah. Yo, facts. Yo,
that wasn't Sarah J.
when you see the 10, that wasn't Sarah J.
That was Sarah J.
And by the way, people love to do this shit like sarcastically, whatever. I am dead fucking ass,
bro.
And we don't.
Look
don't
me
have...
in my eyes, Rainey.
Bro,
man, look me in my eyes. I would knock down Sarah J. I would ask Heather for permission, and I would knock down Sarah J. Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Because no fucking, bro. This is the. Let's say you're a car guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sarah J. is the four-wheel drive Subaru rally car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you take through the motherfucking terrain, you know what I'm saying?
She's the eater.
It's going
crazy. She's the eater that everybody like remembers fondly that they lost. You remember your best eater?
Yes.
You remember your best eater?
Yes.
That's Sarah J.
And she was not conventionally attractive,
not at
bro,
all.
But she went crazy on the meat.
Yeah. And not conventionally attractive does not suggest that she's not attractive.
No.
Because she's To me, I'm sorry, Sarah, she bad as hell to me, because it's the whole thing,
it's
right?
The whole,
it's the whole everything.
It's the attitude, the little tongue flicker that she be doing with the spit.
The cornrows.
It's the approach. Oh my God. Oh my God. Nah, give me Sarah J with the Dutch braids. Come here.
Oh, let's go, baby. I'm grabbing
the straight backs.
Yo, trying to get the straight backs.
Like yo. I'm playing, yo, I'm, hey, listen, I'm, yeah. We in there like I'm playing Exotica at the laundromat.
Yes. You remember? Let's go. Oh, baby.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? I'm in the Cruising USA on this bitch. Like,
yeah, bro. But shout out Sarah J, bro. I love Sarah J.
Legend, bro.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she's on some like real hip hop shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like this, like, you know what I mean? Like she's on some like, yo, I go to Rough Trade and buy vinyl and shit. Like I've been at Fat Beats.
Yeah. I love her. She a hustler for real. I don't know if you've seen I love this entire Sarah J tangent,
segment,
by the way. But like she was at,
I mean, you're glazing crazy right now.
No, not to glaze. Not to glaze Sarah J. No, actually,
I would love 100%
glaze. I'm 100% trying to glaze Sarah J. But she, it was like a she was at a convention or something, and you could, I don't know, you could see the hood shit in people, bro. Like she was pressing dude because she was like, no, you took a picture, that's $20.
Yeah.
Run me my bread.
Run me my money.
And I'm like, yo, I know. I'm like, yo, yeah, like, cause I'm like, yo, I know that voice, bro.
Yes.
I know she don't fuck around, bro. I know she don't fuck around.
Yo.
Like,
and yo, the crit. So I see the video. Do you see, remember the video of her getting duffed?
Nah.
Bro, so it was New Year's in New York. You know, it's a fucking disaster. In like Times Square or whatever.
Yeah.
She was in a cab, mm-hmm. and there's like a bunch of foot traffic or whatever. So she hops out the cab. I don't know if she was sauce or what, you know, allegedly. But she got into it with somebody. And then another woman came from off camera and just straight, ha! Like scorpion punch shorty, like Falcon. I was like, what the fuck? Bruh. And she got laid out. The fucking Dutch braids is all over the place. I was like, yo, she lost a couple fucking clip-ins and shit. I was like, oh no. I was like, what happened? But she got right back up. That's why I was like, oh.
Damn, the 28-inch bundles popped out.
Popped
and all
out.
That?
Fuck, popped man. Out. The Malaysian bundles.
The elephant hairs. Fuck. Fuck, man.
Yo, but she popped right back up. That's, oh, that shit had me fucking super bricked up.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, bro. Like, I'm sick of the Sarah J slander, bro. A lot of you motherfuckers' baby moms look like that. Stop playing
exactly.
with Sarah J, bro.
Bro, and it's like also, fam, when you are at a function, a lot of you motherfuckers have no type of, like, yo, this is what I'm looking for. You know what I mean?
Right,
you're just looking for something to fuck.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of you motherfuckers. So please.
Yeah.
Stop the cap. Yeah.
Do y'all, do you guys like have a type? Because I don't really.
No, not really.
Bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. I said flavors last time.
I said flavors.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I had all types of flavors. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just like, bro,
I go to the car wash, cop every cent of the little treat.
Let me get the black ice. Let me get the mint. You know what I'm saying? Let me get the fruit punch.
Let me get the, they got branded ones now. Let me get the juicy fruit one. The fuck?
Yo, let me get that banchan Korean fried chicken joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get the crown fried scented one. shout out Victor, Queens boy in the building. Yeah. Shout out, let me get the crown fried scent.
Yo, shout out to
Victor. I see crown fried in
the Bronx.
That I've ever seen, maybe three. In the Bronx, total.
Yeah, they Kennedy got the Bronx.
Kennedy got the Bronx on lock.
But they're both red and white, right?
Yeah.
And then they got like the Obama. Have you seen that? Obama fried chicken?
What is that?
Didn't they take it off the menu somewhere?
It's like one of them joints.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a whole establishment called
Obama fried chicken, bro. I think it's in the Bronx. I could be wrong, but I think it's like 150 something.
We have supercomputers in our
pockets.
I'm just going to look this shit up.
Listen, if you look at this shit.
It says here it's owned by Glenn Beck.
Oh my God.
Yo,
hold on.
It's pro BLM, by the way, which is weird.
Not OFC.
I don't think it means anything because of all the other stuff, but strange.
Yo, not OFC. This is crazy.
Yo.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, the New York Times posted shit in 2009.
Yes.
Obama fried chicken.
In Brooklyn.
He was tight. His brother's Malik. President. Yeah.
Malik is like, yo, fuck that. This nigga get franchises.
Oh, damn. Wait, hold on. I love, this just happened on my phone when I looked this shit up. The first thing, well, it's like the third thing, but I see right here, the New York Times article from 2009 is saying, in Brooklyn, Obama fried chicken draws support and a word I don't know. And then a few minutes drive from Obama Fried Chicken, Obama Beauty Supply opened its doors several months ago. Its owner, Muhammad Saraji, right? Or if he's Albanian, Sarayi. But anyway, and then right under that, Yelp, Obama Fried Chicken closed.
You mean it didn't
work? He's like, would you like an Italian burger?
Yeah.
Rainey, how you doing? we have clam strips, we have seafood, even though we're landlocked. We have seafood.
We have some of the best oysters this side of the Mississippi.
Listen, you try these oysters, you might slurp up 48.
Listen.
In one shot.
Listen, you know Sarah J eats here. You know, that's
she's a real eater.
She's a real eater. She's a really
yo. Listen, I follow her on the gram.
I hate that.
Big
like,
fan.
I hate that. Like, the one episode Liz hasn't been on is the most fucking male ass. Like,
yo,
the most
yeah,
male.
That's why you hear me so much. We're trying to hold it down, like fill the void, but we need you, Liz. We're trash without you.
Liz, man, assume, we're
please.
Trash.
Come back, please.
Our default setting is trash.
Yo, Liz, hurry up with the lawsuit. Sue Eric already.
Yo, come on.
Tell Eric Adams, run you your bread and come back to work, bro.
Well, you know she wants to do a podcast.
Oh my
called
God.
Victory Light, and I said, "Hey, let me put this pow right there."
Nah, that was crazy. Yeah, Eric, he heard that shit and orchestrated this whole
he's like,
shit.
Yo, word. He's
he
like,
heard
yo.
That shit and was like, "Yo, I know her route." He's like, "Oh, it was." He was like, "They were saying what? Victory Light? What does that mean?"
Mm.
All right, I got something for her. Let's watch.
Kathy, call the Department of Traffic. Yeah, get the DOT on the line right now. we're gonna learn them something.
Fuck!
Eric Adams is like a blaxploitation villain.
Oh my God, bro!
Yo,
and then you hear the guitar licks like.
Yo, this motherfucker. Yo, internet. Fans, supporters, lovers, you know what I mean, of the brand. Find video of Eric Adams walking into a speech and please put the fucking 70s music over it, please. Yeah. Thank you.
It's like an entrance into Zero Bond. Like,
yeah,
just like
yeah,
a,
yeah.
A
I'm Eric Adams.
Just fat, you know, I'm at Zero Bond. Right now, we're having a special occasion. Yeah. We're selling NFTs of my veneers.
Oh, shit. Nah, they will. People will really go blind, man. Thinking an NFT of fucking Eric Adams veneers? Holy shit. Did you hear the shit about the NFT bros frying their fucking Bruh. Eyeballs at this convention Dog, or whatever? Also, is no so hoes inside.
No none.
Hoes! And whatsoever. It's like, bro, like, fam, like, listen. I get a lot of heat for this, but I'm just like, yo, were you just playing Jay Dilla the entire time? Like, you were frightening the hoes, my yeah, G. Man. Like,
yeah, man, you were scaring the hoes. So, yeah, so apparently, Bored Ape collectors
this
experienced searing eye pain after Ape Fest party, and
Bruh,
yeah. So the
listen,
Bored Ape,
y'all are younger than me. Is this still a fuck? Does this actually? Is this?
I feel like in like my circles, like we've been frying them from the start. Although the first like. Maybe it was like 2021 where they dropped like the NBA NFT
the
shit.
The Top Shot
yeah,
shit?
The Top yeah. Shot. Like my friends are going crazy. And then they realize like, they're like, all right, I paid $25. Like, what do
for
I have?
For a JPEG?
Yeah. It's like, what do I have?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, Min, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm 29. We're not that far apart. Yeah, but like, yeah, the same thing I feel like. I feel like it was stupid from jump.
Y'all exactly. knew.
Yeah, it was fucking dumb.
Bruh.
Because like, this is, oh man. So people who've been following me for a while already know where I'm going with this, but this is why I'm such a physical media, like I'm so adamant about physical media.
Yeah.
Because like you, NFTs is what happens when everything goes fucking digital and like there's no actual ownership of anything, right? So like if I buy a game, right? Physically, right? If I bought Insomniac's Spider-Man 2 on PS5 and I own that physical disc, and then I tell you or Min, I'm like, yo, Min, Spider-Man 2 is fire. I just beat it. It's amazing. You go, oh, I wasn't really sure about it. And I go, oh, no problem. Here, I already beat it. You can take this disc and you can play it and see if you like it. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that with a digital copy. Or when you beat a game and you don't have any friends and you just want to sell it back to GameStop for $4.99, even though you paid $70 for it, right?
For $4.99 in a blind bag?
And yeah,
a Minecraft blind bag?
No, or they can only give you $4.99 or 20 cents and a black and mild. That's like...
it's aced. Already in the dude's mouth.
Yeah. Aced black and mild. That's all you get. That's all you get at GameStop.
But like, damn, I was like, is a wine tip?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this wood tip right here.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I guess the point I'm trying to make is like physical media, like it's superior in every way. Like you can resell it if you don't want it. You can pass it on. There's like a, you know what I'm saying? Like you could let people borrow it. Yeah. It's like there's a physical thing in your hands that you paid for. And the same goes with like streaming platforms and shit. Like, okay, cool.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like if I want to watch House, 1972's House, that the Japanese film, I own that shit. Criterion, shout out Criterion Collection, bro. Ooh. They're doing God's work.
Listen,
bro.
You want the opposite of like scaring the hoes?
Yeah.
Get the Criterion Collection, put that shit on vivid display in your crib.
Yeah.
And you will look like you have the most amazing taste in films.
Hey, hold on. This is
you call
this,
it cinema.
This a little riz for the men folk out here. Listen, you want to impress shorty at the crib? Throw on Masculine Feminine by
Jean-Luc Godard.
Exactly, bro.
I just watched that shit last month. That should go. Godard has the juice.
Yeah.
Nah. Speak on it, man. Go ahead.
Here we go. That shit came out in like the 60s and he still got the juice. He's playing with images in ways that motherfuckers don't play with anymore. Like just like inner titles and cuts and like, I don't know, cinema of, not to be like pure vibes, but like cinema of pure vibes.
Pure
like
that, vibes.
Like he was cooking with gas back in the 60s.
Hey, you glazing crazy.
Crazy right now. Yo.
You're out there, rest in peace to the god. If you're hearing this, I'm glazing you like crazy, bro.
Yo, he glazing him in the ass.
That's
crazy.
Nah, that's that ethereal glaze, bro. That's crazy.
Yo, this motherfucker glazing the earth.
He in the ether going dummy. But yeah, so I guess I say that to say like NFTs is what you get. Like this is so when computers first like showed up, it was like, oh, we're in the age of information. Now everything go full circle. Now we're in the age of fucking disinformation.
Yo.
You cannot believe a fucking thing you see out here with this AI shit. Everything got to get triple checked. Everything got to get sourced to the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Sourced to the heavens and back. You know what I mean? Like, so with NFTs, I feel like that's the pinnacle of like, yo, what the fuck are we doing, bro? What are we doing?
Like, what, because this, the most bugged out thing is like, you can't do digital trading cards, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
Like, fam, the whole point of a trading card, shout out to my man Mikey Stacks, Mikey Stacks Cards, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram. Like, he does this, like, you know what I mean, and he flips cards. And he'll get, like, yo, and it's a very complicated, like, memorabilia thing, like, which is, like, it's kind of wild. Like, it's kind of wild, like, what people attach, like, importance to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's some shit that I'm like, that's kind of goofy. But then I'm like,
yeah,
motherfucker, like, you write on walls. Like,
yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
In your
yeah,
spare
yeah.
time. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you think that's goofy. But it's just like, the value is contingent upon, like, yo, what condition is this shit
exactly.
in?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, what edition is this?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
It you being don't... original and not easily replicable.
You
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can't just run this shit through a Xerox machine, bro, and get the same.
It's
you know
like,
what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's like, yo, I have this NFT. And then I go, screenshot it. And then I go, now so do I.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. And like, speaking of like value and like intrinsic value and like versus like what has value versus what doesn't, like speaking to the masculine feminine thing, I can, because I own that physically, I can watch it whenever I want. If I didn't own it physically, I would be, I'd be held hostage by whether or not it's on a streaming platform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they can decide, the same with games, they can decide to pull that shit from the stores. This is something I'm very passionate about, obviously. but like, yo, when Virtual Console went under, which was the Wii, like the original Wii, the virtual store was called Virtual Console. When that shit went under, mad people lost access to games from their childhood that they had fond memories of that they cannot find physically, and like, you know what I'm saying, like it's fucked up. That's when I knew, I was like, hell no, if I can help it, physical media is it? Every time.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Speaking to intrinsic value, right? I took Godric to Target, and he saw this pack of Pokemon cards that he really wanted. And I was like, buddy, we can't get those today. We can get them next time. And Godric, he's almost six, but this motherfucker's on it, bro. He knows. Like, we got in the car and he says very calmly, he's like, daddy, can I just tell you something? And I'm like, yeah, sure. What? And he goes, every time we come to Target, you say we can get the thing next time. And the next time we come, we never get it. And you always say that. And like, I don't want to, I'm not upset. I just want you to know that you always do that.
And you glazing me crazy right now, because every time you come to Target, you over here asking for shit. Like, nigga, do you have a job? Like, hello?
But I looked at him and like, I couldn't not respect it. So, yeah. And I had already put them in the car seat, buckled them up, you already know.
Yeah.
And bro, like, I stopped and I was like, I can't believe I'm about to do this shit. So I got, I unbuckled them. I said, let's go back.
Hey,
and we got that shit, bro.
Real dad shit.
Because you have to respect it, bro.
Yeah.
He came at it so calm, yeah. so collected.
No,
he's
no
five.
Tantrum?
No tantrum, ooh, nothing.
Salute.
He's five. What the fuck? So like, yeah, so we go back, bro. And sorry, I'm so long-winded. Hassan, I'm so sorry. But I say all that
to
say.
For the record, I just want to speak to our listeners. Rainey's apologizing for speaking on a podcast.
I guess to bring all that to a close, he got one of only two boxes left of like a special edition thing for Pokemon, and on the front of it is a Charizard, and there's a Charizard ooh. Card on the front of it. It's holographic. It's like custom art. He's got a crown, and he's a dark type. He's not a fire type, so yeah. It's like dark Charizard. Bro,
that's fire.
He's walking around with this card raw, no sleeve, no protection,
oh,
nothing.
Nah, that's
wait,
crazy.
Wait, but hold on, because it's his favorite card, and like that's the value it has
right.
to him. I Google this shit. It's a $70 card. That shit is worth $70 alone.
Damn.
But like, it just speaks to like what yeah. you were talking about, like value. Like to this kid, he has no concept of like money. Like he doesn't yep. fucking care. Like he just wants his favorite card close to him.
Bro, kids do that shit a lot, bro. Like yeah. they like not latch on, but like they'll have a thing and be like, yo, this thing is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna have a little backpack that I put this one thing in all yeah. the time.
yeah,
like, and I'm
yeah.
just like, what is the one thing? It'll be like some fam. Because speaking about Pokemon cards, like my kids, like I used to get mad, bro, because like same reason, like yo, fam, like yo, put that shit in like a sleeve,
yeah, take
yo,
care of
like
it.
Yo,
yeah,
take
yeah,
care
yeah.
of that shit. And I'm like, yo, I came in the room like, and they're on the floor, and I'm just like, yo, what's going on? He's like, we're playing with them.
Yeah,
like we're, you know. Like, yo, I'm put, yo, Charizard, go. Like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just like, oh, yes.
Right.
These
yeah.
are, in fact, a game, dog. It's not yeah. just pictures of like cute little animals, like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, drawn in Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, you playing with the. That's the value.
That's the
it has
point
to,
of it.
That's
yeah.
the point for you.
Yeah.
It's not to fucking ice it out and put it around your neck.
Yeah.
Like a fucking polar bear.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
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 No, that's how I feel. I mean, that's how I feel about a lot of like things are meant to be used, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like, maybe if you're like always focused on the bag, you'd be like, I don't know, like I buy shoes to wear them. I don't like put them in a glass box and just
yo,
like keep
yeah.
them forever. Like
that's
I mean,
the shit.
Yeah,
like fam, I would buy Dunks back in the day, like SBs or whatever, and skate with them.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I mean
they're
SB,
skateboarding shoes.
Yes,
yeah,
SB is skateboarding.
Yeah.
Dunks.
That's like yeah. but like it's like buying a pair of LeBrons and being like, you know what? I don't know if I play basketball in these.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're for playing basketball.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
They're for skateboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you know, Nike has a whole division that's like casual,
yeah.
casual wear. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It's like it's not for doing athletic shit. Like, fam, if I want to fucking nollie 50-50 this little tiny rail, bro, and scrape the shit
yeah.
up. I'm gonna do that. I don't care, bro, that they're Freddy Krueger Dunks because
yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
right now.
I want to ask both of you guys too. Like, are you like Min? Would you consider yourself like? Because I know for a fact you a sneakerhead like a motherfucker. But like, would you consider yourself like not
like
really a sneakerhead, but like
here
you know?
And there? Like I know a little bit about shoes and like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this might surprise Meryl probably, but I've never owned a pair of Jordans in my life. I've never had a single pair.
Oh, like so I'll tell you. I never owned a pair of Jordans until
you was getting some money.
Not even that. Like it was my parents. You know how Dominican parents are.
Yeah.
Here's your one pair of shoes for the year.
Exactly.
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. They're all black, so you can't see that
right.
they're messed up or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
The Payless
so
Airwalks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, the Airwalks is crazy.
The Sonic
yeah.
and Knuckles joints was hard.
Nah. hey, hold on. You know what shoe I will stand behind till the day I die? Shaq and Ones went crazy.
Yo.
Fuck you if you feel different. I'm standing on business. One man army against 50.
Yo.
What's up?
The A1 sneakers was crazy. Yeah. Nah. You reach, I teach, bro. The shit is made to hoop.
Yo, the and one Shaqs, and I'm sorry, Birdman Lugs had no reason to go that crazy.
Yo,
Birdman
yo.
Lugs was fucking heat.
Yo.
And I don't care.
Yo,
okay?
I'm telling you right now, them shits, all that shit.
Yeah.
Fashion is cyclical. We know that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like all that shit is gonna come back. I feel like
yeah.
I have shit in my closet that I'm just like,
yeah.
Eventually.
So what's a pair of shoes that's like grailed for y'all? That like because I don't give a shit about shoes, but there's one pair that like if I ever found them and I had disposable income like that,
yeah,
like I would for sure get that pair. Like what's that pair for y'all, you think?
Ooh.
Liz ain't here. We talking about sneakers and shit. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking like sneakers. I'm thinking like shoes ass shoes.
No,
like,
yeah, yeah. Or that, like, whatever.
Pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, yeah. I've been on like cowboy boot Reddit recently.
The Rick Owens heels.
Like, just like a nice pair of Chisos that'll last, like, with like, you know, I think they're exotic leather. I'm not really sure. Like, if cowboy boot leather finds this and I'm wrong, like, I'm sorry, but like, I've been looking at like a sturdy ass pair of cowboy boots, and them shits run like $500-$600.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, bro. Yeah, that's when I realized. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, yo, these are Target for $20.99. Nah, I was you got their vinyl.
You got the diamond spurs on the back of it, spinning them shits on the heel. Yeah,
them shits go crazy. Yeah. Yo, but it's like, for me, I feel like I just can't pull off, because I'm like, I feel like my aesthetic has always been successful weed dealer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
sweatsuit, hat, sneakers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't think I can pull off cowboy boots. I mean, I've seen...
So what's the shoe for you then?
Probably... damn, bro. You know what's crazy? Like, I feel like I have... This is going to sound...
Nah, you have everything you want.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
what
I do really, like, I'm like... addicted to, bro, is old school North Face, like vintage North Face. Mm-hmm. Like when they used to come in the crate, like day glow ass colors.
Yeah,
like that's my shit.
Yeah,
like Extremes, Mountain Guys, like
you,
Tex.
Yeah, you look like a traffic cone.
Yes, like, bro, like a fucking mountain spelunking traffic cone. My mad reflectors. That's my shit. Like that and what is that shit called?
You'd say like throwbacks are your shit.
Yo, yes.
Just like throwback shit, retro shit. Like,
retro
like,
shit, yeah, bro.
Like shit, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like because I'm getting like a little bit of money now or whatever, like I feel like I'm just healing my inner child.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just copping shit that I couldn't get
bro.
When I was a kid.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like, La Trobe Spirit was one of my favorite Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, yo, he choked his boss. I respect the shit out of that. Yeah. I'm like, yo, any nigga chokes his boss and he's like, yo.
And they're still employed?
And still employed. Yeah.
I'm about to pull that shit.
And then get a max contract after that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you are a fucking legend.
Yeah.
I had the jersey as a kid, but it was like the Models, you know what I mean? Like the $12 like replica joint.
Yeah.
As a you know, grown ass man now, I went and I capped like the official hardwood classics with like the stitched in like shit. Cause like, yo, like we were just saying, shit is meant to be used.
Yeah.
So if you make shit at a high, like that's high quality, you know what I'm saying? And the shit lasts.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind spending money. Cause I know that Spreeball jersey is gonna last way longer than the one I had as a kid. Cause the shit's made out of like vinyl and like flammable.
It's like yellow now.
Fabric.
Like the shit is
like fucking shrunk. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I didn't know plastic could shrink. But that jersey, I'm like, that jersey's, my kid can wear that jersey in fucking 25 years. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's gonna go down the line. And that's the thing too, for me, I'm like, certain things, like designer shit too. Like, certain designer shit, it's like, yeah, this is a different material, bro. Like, I picked this shit up, this shit feels different.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? Yeah. Like, I got some shit that I'm like, yeah, I spent like, you know what I'm saying, probably like,
yeah,
like a couple ounce of weed money on this hoodie, but
yeah,
I've had it for 10 years, you know what I'm saying? And it looks just the same as when I bought it, you know what I mean? And I don't have to do no crazy stuff and like, dry clean only and like whatever, but.
That's how I feel about vintage North Face stuff. Like I was at my parents' crib like a couple weeks ago and I had like an old Recon, like a sturdy ass one that lasted me like 10 years. And she was trying to throw that shit out. And I was like,
Mom, stop it. This is a retro North Face, please.
And she's like,
not my jester, please.
And she's just like, yo, man, you glazing North Face crazy right now, dude. Like, yo, come on, man. Like,
did I raise a glazer? Did I raise you to glaze?
Yeah. I think that's exactly how I feel like about most things.
Yeah,
where it's like I'm just kind of healing my inner child, getting shit that I couldn't get when I was a kid.
You know how much fucking, you know how many fucking video games I buy?
Like,
and I'm just like, buy it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, you know what? And I'm not buying the regular one. I'm getting the deluxe edition with the extra skins and fucking blah blah blah. Like, and I want Miles Morales to have fucking different color braids and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't get racially profiled in this skin.
I get the Miles Morales has...
He just looks like Peter Parker. Exactly.
I get the Miles Morales does not get harassed by the police DLC. That shit is fire, bro. Jesus, you can just walk right past the cops. They don't even talk to you.
Wait, so question for you guys, because I don't have any kids, but like when you talk about like buying shit to heal your inner child, like are you guys like, when you like buy shit for your kids, is that also an extension of that?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. So speaking of Spider-Man 2, like phenomenal game, you know what I'm saying? Like ill game.
Yeah.
So much shit to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like a story game. I love story games, bro. Like I just blow down like a half an ounce playing like Ghost of Tsushima, trying to
Ghost of Tsushima is fucking beautiful, man.
Bro,
what a beautiful
game.
I'm
like, bro, this is a movie that you can play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and like everything affects, like you replay this shit and has like the replay plus.
Yeah.
I'm
like, new game plus. Yeah.
This is brilliant. I'm like, yo, whoever this is, yo, I'm glazing you crazy right now. Because that video game is so fire. Yeah.
Min, have you played Ghost of Tsushima at all?
No, but I've seen the video. Like, that shit looks crazy.
So,
like,
as a film enjoyer, I think you would enjoy.
Hell yeah.
They have Kurosawa mode.
Oh shit!
Where the whole game is in black and white, grainy film, and everyone it's spoken in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
So all the dialogue is in Japanese, and I thought like they didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's pure shit.
But yeah, they didn't have to do that. Yeah, but like the fact that they included that shit, I thought was really cool. So I figured you'd appreciate that.
Is
shit.
It like is Ghost of Tsushima done by the same people who do like the Dark Souls games or like
no,
Bloodborne?
No, it's a French studio, so I don't.
Oh, shit.
It's not FromSoft.
I don't know why I thought that, but yeah, I
yeah,
yeah. But they don't acknowledge comfort women.
That's good. So going back real quick to the like purchases or whatever, like the shoes, there's two shoes, like I'm not a sneakerhead at all, but there's two shoes that I would pay, like if I had super disposable income, I never had to worry about bread. The MF Doom Dunks.
Oh my
with
god!
With the gum sole that you could, one of them had the cover of Food.
Yeah.
The other had the cover of Operation Doomsday.
Yes.
And a lesser known collab that's even older than that, the MF Doom Clarks.
Oh,
do you remember
shit.
The shits?
Yes. Holy
where
fuck.
It was nothing on the outside, but on the inside where you put your foot on the sole, it was stitched his mask. Fucking
that's
crazy.
Fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah, and like, oh, also, Vic, I want you to look up Phantasy Star Online 3 with a PH. Phantasy Star Online 3.
It had the Doom tag,
right?
Too, bro.
Phantasy Star Online 3 GameCube controller. I will pay an exuberant...
Online 3?
Yeah, Phantasy Star Online 3 GameCube controller.
Online 3. Hold on. I got to take my time when I spell.
He typed one finger like my mom's.
Game controller.
GameCube. Yeah, GameCube controller. Yeah. This fucking thing... And like pull up the images. This fucking thing, the first one down there, ridiculous. Full keyboard.
Oh, the shit with the keyboard.
Full keyboard.
Bro,
that's a T-Mobile sidekick.
Full keyboard. I want that so goddamn bad.
Fib.
Just as a collector, like just a piece in my crib. Like I want that so bad.
Fib, that's how Victor Wembanyama plays Call of Duty. That shit big as shit, boy.
Hey, yo.
Oh, holy shit.
Yo, let me just grip his shit.
Yo, not Wemby with the...
Wemby going grip the tape with one hand, firing off missiles with the other one.
He need the extendo, bro. Yeah, so that controller. So,
that's nuts, bro.
Because we're audio only right now, for anyone looking this up, Phantasy with a PH Star Online 3 GameCube controller. Look at that look at that fucking monstrosity and tell me you don't want that shit in your crib right now.
That's crazy.
Because there's gaming history behind it and shit. Like it goes for nearly $500 and that's low. That
Damn.
Is low ball. But complete in the box like that? Oh, I might jump on that. Matter of fact, yo, Vic, send me that link, bro.
Yeah. I was going to say, $500 was doable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's the only one of its kind. Like, they never made anything like this for any other game.
I wonder why.
So it's Also, it's a GameCube controller. Like, online capability wasn't that far advanced, but... You know, they were like, hey,
y'all want to chat?
Yeah. You want to play and chat with your friends? Here's every possible command.
This shit got F1.
She looks like a hammerhead shark with like its eyes on opposite ends. Yeah. Like...
I'm like, yo, that shit killed Steve Irwin.
Hey, yo. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God,
I know
bro.
You, B. I've seen you before.
Holy shit.
I held you when I was in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yo, you look wild familiar. Yeah. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Yo. Listen, man. It's been a time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Liz is not here. So usually we would end with her calling us pussy or, you know what I'm saying?
Or threatening to beat us up or something.
You know? When she hears this shit, I think we're going to be right back to that.
Yeah, come back with that energy, baby. You know what I'm saying? Liz, we miss you. This has been episode 4 of Victory Lights, the best podcast in the world, the most important podcast in the world. It is the Fantasy Star controller, GameCube controller of podcasts. It is so extra, but it's so necessary. Have a great week.
Have a great time. Shout out to special guest Min in the building.
Shout out to you guys for having me.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Min in the building. Shout out to Uncle Victor with his soft, velvety ass voice all in my ears. Ow. You know what I mean? We in here, baby. Victory Light, like, episode 3. Let's get it. Episode 4, I mean.
Shout out to Silas. Yo, Hassan's gonna go DJ Beyonce's birthday party right after this. Baby. Let's get it.
Yo, Blue Ivy gonna perform.
Just Blaze.
A victory light.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.